now joined on regional radio by Arcadia Valley High School Volleyball's Maddie Dement. She's a sophomore middle hitter, and she made the dream team this year. Maddie, where were you at when you learned that you made the dream team, and what was your reaction?
I was at a volleyball or a basketball game, and my coach came up and hugged me, and she told me that I made the dream team, and I was so excited, and I couldn't even believe it.
So I imagine that was Coach Lamb then?
Yes.
And what was it like all season to play under her? I know that she's certainly a player's coach, and she's very good with you guys, and you guys made a deep run this season. It must have been a fun year.
Yeah, it was a very fun year. She's a very good coach, and she just made the season so much fun for us.
How exciting was it for you? I don't know exactly how much you played as a freshman, but obviously you're just a sophomore, you're a young player, but having such a big role on a squad that made it all the way to the state title game.
It was very exciting to be just a sophomore and to help my team get there. Last year I played varsity for us, but we didn't make it quite as far.
Right, and you guys kind of made it to uncharted territory for Arcadia Valley, first making it that far. And for you, Maddie, being a sophomore, I saw a couple of your games, and at times you took the leadership role as far as who was getting the ball set to them, numerous amounts of times. How did that feel, and how did you grow into such a leadership role on the court?
Well, it was definitely a lot of pressure to do that, but I thought that Macy Bowers also helped lead our team, and I don't know, she just set me and everything worked out.
Yeah, you bring up Macy. I know it must be fun to receive passes from her. She was actually named Dream Team Player of the Year. Arcadia Valley Volleyball did a great job in that regard this season. Lainey Tucker also on the Dream Team. But back to Macy, how great was it working with her? I know it makes your job a whole lot easier when you've got someone who makes passes as well as she does.
Yeah, she's very smart. She always knows where to go with the ball. And I just put all my trust into her because I knew she was going to get it exactly where it needed to be.
At what point in this season did you feel like you guys had a chance for a special year? You're just a sophomore, so you haven't been around the program as long as some of the seniors that we just mentioned. But for you personally, when did it feel like you guys could really make a run at this?
We set our goals at the very beginning of the season for the state. We had to ride them out, and we all put that this is the year we're going to state because we've played together for so long. I played with the seniors since I was in second grade, and we knew that this was our year to go to state. So we've just kind of really hoped for that.
Right. Makes total sense. And, you know, you guys, you look at your record, it was pretty much spotless. There weren't too many hiccups in the road up until the state title game. You did unfortunately lose that match, but it was a really close one and you guys battled all the way. Were there any points in the season where there were some doubts that crept in, or was it pretty smooth sailing up until that point?
It was pretty smooth sailing. We had a very good season and we had this worked together all season long. I never really doubted that we could get there.
Maddie, from here, you lose a couple of those seniors that we talked about, some dream teamers at that. Where do you go from here, from yourself individually and as a team? You've got a couple more years left with Arcadia Valley.
I think that the players that we have coming back will have to start filling different roles because Macy and Lainey and Josie played such big parts on this team that there's big shoes to fill. So we'll have to play maybe different positions and try new things, but I think we'll be pretty good next year too.
No doubt about that, and you talk about having to take on leadership roles. You did that on the court. Do you feel like you have to do that a little bit more vocally in your next 2 years?
Yeah, definitely. Like Macy led our team, so somebody's going to have to step up and do that next year for sure.
And Maddie, what just if you had some final thoughts on this season, there's a lot to think about, making it all the way to the state title game and just narrowly falling in defeat, but overall such a great season. What were some of your final thoughts from the year?
This was a blast. This was the most fun experience I've ever had in all my life. Making it to state has been my dream for so long, and I'm so happy that I was a part of the team that made it to the Final Four. And I'm so proud of us, and I really hope that we can make it back there next year, too.
That was Arcadia Valley Volleyball's Maddie Dement, a sophomore middle hitter and a dream teamer as well. Back with more on Regional Radio.